I'm joined by The Guardian's France correspondent Angelique Chrysaphis, who is in Toulouse and witnessed the events this morning. Can you just tell us how it unfolded?
Yes, the seizure began on for about 32 hours, and the wider area in this very kind of quiet, leafy, residential neighbourhood of Toulouse had been all shut down. So media were waiting at the end of the street where we've been cordoned off, and we've been waiting for absolutely hours, and there'd just been silence all morning. We'd been expecting something to happen overnight, and suddenly at about 11:25, there was a very loud volley of machine fire. And then over about 6 minutes, we now know there are about 300 shots exchanged. There was very loud automatic weapons being fired. There was some lesser shots, and there were at least two very big explosions, which the French police referred to as flashbangs. So they were really on their way into the flats. And we know now what happened was police first blew off the front door with a big explosion. Then they went in very carefully with video equipment before them, sort of scoping the apartment. At first, they couldn't find Mera at all. They looked in all the rooms and the toilet. He wasn't there. So then they focused on the bathroom. And when they went forward to push this video equipment towards the bathroom, that's when Mera burst out. The interior minister, who was at the scene later on, explained to the TV cameras that he burst out firing with extreme violence. We know that he had Uzis and Kalashnikovs in the flats. The elite squad fired back. He then jumped out of a window, and the interior minister said he was found dead on the ground. We're waiting for the French prosecutor to give more details, but that is how the events have been described so far.
And is it clear at this stage whether he was shot dead or whether he died from the fall? Officially they seem to be sticking to he was found dead on the ground, but there's some police sources being quoted saying that he was shot as he jumped.
Well, we're waiting to find out. I've been speaking to neighbours. There's also confusion what floor his flat was on. Neighbours I'd spoken to said he lived on the ground floor flat. A couple of people say first floor. In any case, he wasn't very high up. So there are questions to be asked about how he actually died, and the police haven't answered them. The prosecutor might do that later on.
And do you know anything about the extent of injuries to police officers and how many were injured?
There were three injured. Two have been shot in the foot, two are in hospital, another one is in shock. The injuries aren't seen to be life-threatening at all, but certainly the elite squad said they've never seen a shootout of this violence before in their experience.
And what did you make of Nicolas Sarkozy's speech addressing the nation? What was the message that he was trying to get across there?
Well, don't forget, we're 5 weeks in the run-up. The French presidential election is 5 weeks away, so this is a really crucial moment for President Sarkozy in a battle for re-election. He gave a very poised address to the nation where he said, this is nothing to do with French Muslims. We have to be very careful here. Muslims were killed in these attacks as well, because, of course, there were two Muslim soldiers shot before the attack on the Jewish school. So he was very cautious in wanting France to stand together on this. He also announced a few concrete measures where he said that anyone consulting any kind of extremist fundamentalist websites would become punishable under the law. This would have to be a new law that would be introduced. He said people travelling abroad, as we know that Mera did, for example, to Afghanistan, or training camps on the border with Pakistan, would also become punishable by law. And he also very interestingly announced an inquiry into radicalization of people in prisons, which seems to be the case of Mera, who was certainly in prison for 18 months for petty crime. We do know that French prisons are really in a terrible state. There's been many reviews at the European level saying that French prisons can be horrendously overcrowded, with really very bad treatment that's sort of questioning human rights, whether they're being respected in prisons. And it certainly seems to be a place where people can build up a lot of resentment and a lot of hatred. So that was interesting that he's going to look into that.
And you referred to him using cautious language. Is that a reflection of the criticism aimed at him from some quarters for rhetoric perceived as being anti-Muslim, both from himself and from members of his party.
Yes, absolutely. And of course, from the Interior Minister himself, who's at the heart of this operation as head of the police, who of course said, you know, a while back, relatively recently, just before the campaign started, not all civilizations are equal, implying that French civilization was superior to others. These are things that have been considered to be very divisive. The election campaign paused for a few days officially, but it now officially restarts. Both Sarkozy and Hollande, the socialist frontrunner, both staging big rallies tonight. Marine Le Pen is talking very much about extremism in the heart of society, and we must wage war against fundamentalism in our society that's been allowed to grow because of the lax controls of the state. So it really has become very much a political debate here, and Sarkozy is very aware of pressure coming from all sides, both from the extreme right, who of course they were the voters he was trying to court before this, but also from religious leaders, particularly Jewish and Muslim leaders, who are just saying, please, can we not see politicians trying to take advantage of this or being divisive in any way?